We have to develop some backups. That's my biggest concern right now. I think the starting five will be fine. Although, you know, especially the two tackles, they're a little bit untested, so we got to see how they've got to be able to last for a 16-game season. But I think that my biggest concern is right now developing some of these backups so that you're ready to at least have seven on game day and then the eighth if you need them.
Do you have the five figured out yet?
Pretty much, but, you know, it's never figured out. Not really, because this right here, and Coach Thomas says it all the time, this is basically just teaching right now. You're not really evaluating football. You're trying to, but the actual game of football where you have pads on and, you know, you're hitting and all those things, you're not able to evaluate that right now, obviously. So I think, you start to get a semblance of what you think. But they need to go through the preseason, and then you can really get a better understanding. Okay, these are the five guys, and then you go from there.
Rumor also has it you're the mad scientist of zone blocking, and you've come here to reinvent the wheel.
You know what? I believe in being multiple in a run game and being able to do a lot of different things. I think if you get too stagnated into one thing, then you're asking for trouble because defenses are good enough to take that away. So again, we're just going to try to be multiple, we're still trying to identify exactly what we can do, exactly what we're capable of. I think with the running game, it goes down to what can the running back do, first of all, and then what can your offensive line do and your tight ends. And you've got to make sure that you sort of mesh those things together to be successful. So I think that's still a work in progress. I think that, our philosophy is that we're going to give the defense a lot of different looks and then try to take what they give us. You know, they may... If they're playing wide nines or something, you know, we'll do our double play. If they're packing things in, maybe we'll be more zone scheme oriented play.
And they did a percentage of that last year.
Yeah.
Would you say it would be a major shift, or how would you characterize a potential change?
Yeah, I mean, we're still, you know, still working through that, to be honest with you. Again, it goes back to, out here in just shorts, it's difficult to see exactly what works and what doesn't work. You know, play action pass a lot of times. We're going through that. Does this work or not? It's hard to tell because they're not really stepping up. They're not really threatened by run right now, you know, in a sense. So there's a lot of things like that this is teaching everything. And then once we get into preseason camp and there's pads on, now you get a real good semblance of what you feel like your team could do.
And when you get there, how do you develop depth? Do you have to identify a couple guys and say you're learning two or three positions, or do you?
Absolutely. I mean, especially at this level, guys have got to play. You know, it's very rare that a guy will play one position. Even Marquise Pouncey, he could play all five positions if we needed him to. Not that, you know, obviously he's a center, but just being able to have that ability to move guys around. Kelvin Beecham's a guy that's going to have to be learning a lot of different positions. So my biggest concern is having that depth there. Backup center, for instance, and then also the third center. You got to make sure. Kansas City last year, we were down to our third center. So, you've got to always be having guys ready to go. And, that's the biggest thing. Like, when you get there right off the bat, hey, you're not just a left tackle or right tackle. You guys are playing both. Plus, you got to learn guard. And so usually identify guys and say, hey, you're a tackle guard, you're a guard center. You know, in some cases, you might be every position.
One of the popular running plays around the league now is a stretch play. Right. How does that attack a defense?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's a little bit harder for a defense to fit. You spread them out across the whole field. In college, you used to do that with a zone read where you're coming out, and now they've got a defend option and things. Obviously, in the NFL, although that's starting to become more popular, it's a little bit more difficult, especially if you don't have a quarterback that you want to run a whole lot. So I think in this sense, you make them defend a larger field. So you're hard reaching front side. You're trying to get cuts or cut somebody off on the backside, and then that'll open up seams. And if a safety's fitting down, it's a little bit harder to figure out where am I supposed to fit, because this ball could go anywhere from outside to right down the middle of the field.
So then it's up to the running back to pick his...
Yeah, obviously he has reads. I mean, we're going to be reading what's happening. You know, he'll have very specific reads. Hey, we're reading what's happening on the tight end. If he gets hooked, then we'll take it outside. If not, we're going to hit it up inside.
So the other kind of running play, running back is pretty much assigned to a hole, and that's where he goes.
Yeah, in a sense, inside zone is a little bit similar to what I just described, uh-huh, because you're going to have reads and you're going to be able to cut it back. Mm-hmm. If you had like a power play, for instance, where you're going to pull the backside guard, you know, that's a little bit more defined, and in my opinion, a little bit easier for the defense to fit. because you're more constricted as far as the area of the field that you're working with.